Since 2012, Idaho lawmakers have failed to extend health coverage to tens of thousands of residents who are among the state's working poor. Groups appointed by Governor Butch Otter have twice recommended Idaho expand Medicaid eligibility, but the issue landed like a dead fish when it reached the state house steps. But now it's on the ballot, and Otter himself has moved to endorse it in the final months of his last term. In part one of our series on Proposition 2, James Dawson takes a look at how we got here and at those who were left behind.
Lewiston is a pulp mill town that sits on the banks of the Snake River. Jet boats take visitors deep into Hell's Canyon or schlep anglers to the perfect spot to catch a steelhead. The river also separates Lewiston from Clarkston, Washington, both named in honor of the leaders of the Corps of Discovery. And that's where 54-year-old Marilena Delgado, who goes by Sugar, felt she had to move in 2014, partially to get a fresh start after she broke up with her husband upriver in Orfino. But she also left to treat a rare condition called SMAS, which squishes parts of her intestines together, making it hard to eat.
I had noticed the weight loss and the belly pain every time I eat, which I always call my steak knife belly pain. It's just excruciating.
The pain made Delgado lose 50 pounds in a year, turning to protein shakes to try to help her keep on weight while working odd jobs.
It's just really taken a toll on my body. It really has. It really has. And I think if I could have got any answers sooner, you know, I don't think I'd be as frail and, you know, as I feel half the time.
She was able to enroll in Medicaid after moving across state lines to Clarkston, something she wouldn't have been able to do had she stayed in Orfino. But if Idaho ever expands Medicaid eligibility, Delgado said she'd immediately move.
I want to go back home. I want to go back to Orfino.
Hundreds of miles away in Idaho Falls, 48-year-old Alana Marmel is one of the estimated 91,000 residents who could enroll in Medicaid if voters approve Proposition 2. She has lived without insurance for much of her life. Her kids have insurance through Idaho's Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, and although Marmel has a catastrophic insurance plan through her job, she can hardly meet her high deductible while working as a server in a local hotel.
I don't typically seek medical care for if I get sick. And then we keep our fingers crossed.
If she would have gotten seriously sick while uninsured, the county or state taxpayers would likely have had to pick up her bills. Those costs typically add up to millions of dollars each year. But unlike Delgado, Marmel has no plans to move, even to get health care.
I love Idaho. I live here because I love the mountains. I've been here for over 25 years now. And so this is my home.
Back in 2012, Governor Otter's task force recommended lawmakers expand Medicaid coverage unanimously. Former Democratic State Senator Dan Schmidt was in the group and remembers a consultant's presentation early on.
He kind of looks at us and he says, you know, I've done this for a lot of states, but this probably makes the most sense for you guys, Idaho.
But the proposal went nowhere. Despite projections showing the state would save $290 million over 10 years, many conservatives didn't want to be more dependent on the federal government or be seen as endorsing the Affordable Care Act.
I think they spent their energy on the state-based exchange, and the fight was very bitter.
In 2015, Schmidt tried to push an expansion bill through committee. When that failed, he tried to use a procedural move on the Senate floor to try to prevent his bill from being locked in a desk drawer. Here's former Senate Majority Leader Bart Davis, who quickly blocked it.
With time, rather than trying to muscle legislation through, I have confidence the legislators will have an increased understanding of what's the right approach, what's the best approach for Idaho going forward.
Some Republicans did want to fix the system, including State Representative John Vanderwoude.
The difficulty was is there was a bunch of them dead set absolutely against it, and some of them dead set in favor, and to reach a consensus within the legislature is not as easy as you think.
He opposes Medicaid expansion. He'd rather avoid the state paying for a catastrophic event and helping someone get preventive care instead. But despite having 6 years to come up with a fix, lawmakers have punted every time. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
In part two of our series, we'll hear from people tired of legislative inaction who decided to take the issue to voters instead. Listen to that piece Friday on Morning Edition.